to Talk of Our Towns. I'm Joanne Rideout. I'm sitting in for Donna Quinn today. Donna's away for a little bit, and we're going to be talking about Mutzanita today, this is going to be a fun show, something that'll make you smile. And if you need a reason to smile this weekend on Saturday, Dan Nichols and I, the organizer of this event, have been talking before the show, and boy, this is going to be a fun one. So thank you so much, Dan, for being here.
Well, thanks for having me.
Now, Dan Nichols is the owner of Four Paws on the Beach in Manzanita, Oregon, and he is the organizer of the Mutzanita Festival, which is happening on Saturday in Manzanita. So why don't we start out a little bit with you explaining to us what Mutzanita is for someone who's never been.
Well, sure. Well, Mutzanita, it's a fun day for you and your pet. It's a charity event. All of our proceeds are going to go to charity. We're going to have a bunch of contests on the beach and in our courtyard for people and their pets. We're going to have product demonstrations, music, food, just a whole lot of fun things for you to do, even if you don't have a pet, just to come down and get entertained and watch all the action.
So now this isn't the first year that Mutzanita has been happening. How long has it been going on?
This, surprisingly enough, will be our fourth year.
Wow.
So, yeah, we're kind of getting into the roll of things now.
Well, this name, Mutzanita, is so adorable. We were talking a little bit about the show about the origin of that name. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Well, sure. Well, Manzanita's kind of unofficial nickname is Mutzanita. we kid tourists when they come to town because they say there's so many dogs. And we say, well, it's a one dog minimum in town. You can't be in town without a dog. And so it just seemed a natural fit as being kind of an informal nickname of the town anyway, and might as well celebrate that fact that we're such pet lovers in town.
So for somebody who is intrigued by what we're talking about here and wants to show up in Manzanita on Saturday morning and participate in this, when does it start? And can you give us a little bit of a rundown of what people could expect if you're a newcomer to Mutzanita?
Well, certainly. Well, we're going to open up registration at 10 a.m., and that's going to be in the courtyard where our store is located at 144 Lanita Avenue. And during the registration, we're actually going to have a doggy demonstration on an AKC rally that I'll be talking about here in a bit. We also have a bunch of vendors and things already set up for people to go visit. Starting at 11, we're going to have our pet parade, which will go from our store to the beach, which will be a lot
really
of fun.
It
will be very entertaining. A couple of events on the beach. Once those are over, we'll also have some things back in our courtyard, our fashion and talent show, and some other fun surprises that were going to happen. So it should be a lot of fun, and you'll see the crowds, you'll see the dogs, and you'll hear the music, so you'll know what's going on.
So about how many people generally participate in this in years past?
Typically, in the contests themselves, we'll get 40 to 50 dogs participating in them. Our pet parade usually is the most participation. We'll get upwards of 100 dogs marching down the street, which is a lot of fun.
That's pretty adorable. I can just visualize.
It is very entertaining. And this year, we're going to get a few themed groups. There's going to be a Bernese Mountain Dog group,
wow.
I think a Golden Doodle group. So
it
should be a lot of fun.
I'm smiling already. So now you're going to have the pet parade, and then when you get down on the beach, there's going to be some cool things going on there. So now the chucket toss is. Now, just explain to people who don't know what a chucket is.
Well, chuckets are those long plastic things that you see at a tennis ball at the end that really save your arm if you have a dog who loves to fetch.
For
like
those
ours.
Of us who can't throw like me.
Yeah, you can throw them quite far. So the chucket toss. Which I would like to mention our sponsors for a lot of these things. Our Chuck at Toss is sponsored by Dennis's 7Ds, Manzanita Bikes and Boards, and Unfurl. The Chuck at Toss, it's a timed event, and the most entertaining part is the timer starts when the dog crosses the starting line, but the timer doesn't end until the dog gives the ball back to the owner.
Uh-oh.
And that's usually the most fun is we'll get dogs that'll just fly out there, get the ball, and fly back, and then, I'm not going to give you that ball right now.
Maybe not.
And
maybe
so
later.
It's a lot of fun. It's always a crowd favorite. We usually have several hundred spectators watching and cheering, and it's a lot of fun.
Well, so I'm looking. So what happens after that? After the pet parade, what happens? What's the sort of the itinerary like?
Well, we do have, the chucket toss. Mm-hmm. And then following the chucket toss, we're going to have our Simon Says contest. And that's sponsored by Manzanita Grocery and Deli. And it's pretty much like you played Simon Says as a kid, except you're going to be playing with your pet.
So trying to get all the dogs to do the same thing at the same time. That sounds
and listening to Simon,
really
making sure Simon told you to do it. And so it should be a lot of fun. We're not going to make the dogs do backflips or anything, but it's going to be fun. And every contestant who finishes the contest will get a prize. So that should be a lot of fun for them.
So now you've got a pet fashion and talent show going on here. So what's that all about?
Oh, that'll be in the afternoon, and that is also just a ton of fun. That's being sponsored by Bank of Astoria, Ocean Edge Vacation Rentals, and the Tsunami Bar and Grill. And it's a lot of fun. We'll have dogs in costume, all sorts of fun. We had a lobster and a wiener dog last year, which was a lot of fun. And people will do tricks with their pets. And we have some judges, some celebrity judges, who will be handing out awards for the best costumes and best tricks and those sorts of things. And again, it's a lot of fun, also a crowd favorite.
Well, now, you mentioned that there are going to be various vendors. So people can come there and buy food, for one thing. Can you tell us about what kind of food there might be for people?
Well, the people food is going to be Roadside Grill. They've been there, I think, the last 3 years now. Really tasty burgers and hot dogs and veggie burgers. They have a really deluxe setup for food. It's pretty big, impressive rig. So, yeah, if you get hungry watching all the action, they'll have some food for you. But we're also kind of a lot of different of sort of our vendors there as well, kind of being able to show off their full line of stuff. Roughware, who's a company in Bend, Oregon, they've been there every year, and they're always a big hit. They have a lot of active style dog stuff like backpacks and hiking gear for you and your pet.
Hmm.
They're going to be there. Dennis's 7Ds, the garden center, they've been there the last couple of years with a very popular booth talking about how do you garden for your pet? What plants are pet safe?
Oh, that's interesting.
What can hold up to pets running over them,
right,
and will survive and thrive in that atmosphere? But we're also going to have a couple of new vendors this year. Actually, KMUN's going to have a booth there.
Yeah, I'm going to be there with a couple of our board
members.
Yeah, which
is a lot of fun. Two of our food vendors are going to be there, Natural Balance and Nutrisource, sort of giving out free samples and talking about the benefits of their food. And then a company in Eugene, Oregon, Mad About Organics, that has a whole line of organic products, including flea and tick treatment and shampoos and other things for your pet, are going to be there as well.
So you've also got musical entertainment on the list here on your flyer that's on your website. Stan Castle?
Cassell?
Cassell. Yeah. So where will he be located, and what kind of music is he going to play?
He'll be in our courtyard. He'll be set up. He's playing kind of Jack Johnson style music, kind of beachy, laid back. He has an acoustic guitar, and he's actually a quite well-known musician, and we're very, very fortunate to have him. He was there last year and was also very entertaining. He kind of provides the background music in the fashion and talent show, and it's a lot of fun to kind of just lay back and listen to him and just watch the pets go by.
So when you're having the pet parade down the avenue there, Lanita Avenue, down to the beach, did you have to get some kind of a permit or something to divert traffic while that's going on?
Yes, we did, actually. In Manzanita, if you want to close off a street, you need to have anybody who's affected by that basically say yes. And so all of the businesses in town who are affected, we actually approached them and said, we want to close the street for an hour on a Saturday. And they're all very much in favor of it. Like I said, the town is so pet-friendly. They were all very enthused about the event. And it's very entertaining because we actually get people lining up, not quite like the 4th of July parade where they're there at 7 o'clock in the morning, but even an hour in advance, we'll have people with chairs out waiting for the pet parade. So
that's pretty cute.
It's a lot.
So you
fun.
Said that you've had pre-registration. How many people have registered so far?
We've had 7 already, which doesn't sound like
unusual,
a lot. Yeah, it doesn't sound like a lot because most of our registrations happen the day of the event. In years past, we've only had a couple. And so I think the word's definitely getting out, and people are wanting to get there early and make sure that they're registered.
Well, I was noticing that there's going to be a booth on pet emergency preparedness. So what is that all about?
Well, we learned a lot of things from Katrina, a lot of things basically not to do or things that we should have done. And so this booth is going to talk about what things can I do now in the event of an emergency so that I have, much like I have for myself, an emergency kit. Well, I need one for my pet. For instance, our dog Indy has heart medication he has to take every day. We need to have that with us if there's an emergency and we need to evacuate for whatever reason. We want to have that with us. So it's going to talk about what should be in your emergency kit for your dog, but also things like having a photo with you and your pet on you so that if you do get separated, it's easy to identify, yes, this is my dog or my cat, and can pick them up. So they're going to talk about all those different things that you can do to be prepared in case there is an emergency.
Well, now you and your wife have two Newfoundlands, right?
Yes, Shanti and Indy.
Big
yes.
dogs. So, you know, when I look at all the spectrum of dogs, little dogs up to very big dogs, Newfies are about as big as they get. So what made you decide to get a couple of really big dogs instead of, say, a little like a Chihuahua or something?
Well, I'll facetiously blame that on Barbara. when she was a little girl, she wanted a dog desperately. And it took her a couple years to convince her parents to give her a dog. And finally, one day when her dad came home and she was there by herself, she said, well, you really need a pet. And so she charged off and did all kinds of research. And she came up with Newfoundland. And her dad looked at how big it was and said, well, you can have one that's as tall as your knee. So she didn't get a Newfoundland when she was a child. But later as an adult, she said, you know, when we were ready to have pets, she said, I really, really want a Newfoundland. And so we went and visited them and I fell in love with them immediately. They're big, cuddly, furry lap dogs, if you would let them. And so we've had Newfoundlands ever since.
So it sounds like a festival of, say, with, say, 100 dogs, there could be potential for mayhem. So what kinds of things have happened? I mean, we were talking a little bit before the show about some of the funny things that have happened. So are there any mishaps or anything that you could tell us about that are kind of, they're probably all pretty amusing about what happens
when
you have
amusing,
a whole... They
are amusing. As we were talking about... you know, knock on wood, we have never had any incidents with the pets. I think they're also just so happy to be there. They know the day is for them, and they're just, you know, kind of on their best behavior, happy and joyful. But probably the funniest thing that's happened during our Chuck It Toss contest. And again, that we're doing these for fun, so it's not like this, you know, Olympic-style contest kind of thing. the gentleman threw the ball. The dog took off running and decided halfway through it was time to do his business. And he did it right there in the middle of the course. And so the gentleman, we give out waste bags to everybody who enters in case, you know, Fido has to go. And he put the bag on his hand and he walked through the middle of the crowd getting a standing ovation as he did and picked it up and walked back. And we were kind to him and we let him do another run with his dog so that he had a finished time to use.
That's pretty cute. So no dog fights.
No dog fights. Again, knock on wood. They're very happy. But in case that does happen, or in case a dog does have any issues, we will have vets on site who will be there. Dr. Didlake and Dr. Zedwick.
Dr. Didlake.
Will both be there.
Great.
And while they're there, they're going to be doing a low-cost chipping clinic, which is another great thing you can do for you and your pet, is a microchip. They're going to be doing it for just $25 plus the cost of registration, which is a real bargain.
Boy, it is.
And the money's going to go to charity. And so it's a great way, if you haven't had your dog microchipped, it's a great opportunity to have that done.
Well, now, we were talking before the show about the fact that this is a benefit. Even though you are a for-profit business, the money that comes from this is going to a couple of charities. So let's talk a little bit about that.
Well, certainly. As we mentioned, and as I'm talking about my sponsors, one reason I'm doing that is our sponsors have been so generous that all of our expenses have already been covered. So every penny people spend on the day of the event is going to go straight to charity, 100% of it, which is really
so
great.
So maybe we could just mention your sponsors. You know, tell us who any sponsors maybe that you haven't mentioned. Who is supporting this event? Because you've got really wide support across the community.
Really wide support. Nutrisource, which is one of our food vendors, is a sponsor. I mentioned a number of them already. Lawman's Anita, Spindrift Inn, the golf course. Stuart and Mary Butler, Howell's Floor Covering, Manzanita Fresh Foods, Bonfire Beach Provisions. The list is almost endless.
Wow.
of people who are sponsoring us. And the money is going to, excuse me, as you mentioned, two charities, United Paws, which is an all-volunteer spay, neuter, and fostering organization. We're actually one of their biggest fundraisers of the year. And they do great work in our community, especially with feral cats or low-income families who couldn't afford spay and neuter surgery otherwise. They've done 550 dogs and cats this year alone and 6,000 over the course of their being around since 2003. They also distribute pet food to, again, families who couldn't afford pet food otherwise. They will pick up your pet and take them to the doctor if you know you don't have transportation or you need assistance in having that done. Unsalaried organization, they don't take any salaries, it's all volunteer, and so we're really happy to support them. We also support our local Rotary Club, who does a lot of service projects in the community. the Pine Grove needed a handicap ramp. We were one of the main supporters of helping that project. One that we're very proud of is called the Coho Salmon Project. When the Coho Salmon come back to spawn, traditionally they've just, some of them have been harvested, but most have been left just to die. And this project takes them before they die, cans them, and then distributes them to food banks and food shelters in the community. And so we're very happy to be able to support that as well.
Wow, so all kinds of great reasons to be a part of this.
It really is. It's a great day. We're supporting a lot of really good charities, and you know, it really is a lot of fun.
Well, I just want to take a moment to remind you that you're listening to Talk of Our Towns on Coast Community Radio. I'm Joanne Rideout. I'm sitting in for Donna Quinn, who usually does this show today. And my guest is Dan Nichols. He is the organizer of the Mutzanita Festival, and he's the owner of a business in Manzanita called Four Paws on the Beach. So tell us a little bit about your business. You sell pet supplies, right? I've been in your store. It's really fun. It's like a toy store for pets.
It really is a toy store for pets. It's very entertaining because we'll watch people walking down the sidewalk with their dogs, and their dogs in the store, and they don't even realize it because the dog wants to go. We try to be everything. We live in a small community, and before we opened, a lot of our customers would have to go to Portland or have to go very far to get their pet food. So we do carry a lot of very healthy pet foods. We carry leashes, collars, toys, a lot of gifts and art for pet lovers. So pretty much almost a one-stop shop for dogs and cats. We like to say we're equal opportunity.
Well, now, just a little bit about you and your wife and your choice to come to Manzanita and do this. You know, the coast is an unusual environment, and it's not always easy to make a living here. So how did you choose Manzanita? Where did you move here from, first of all?
Well, my wife and I are both reformed software engineers.
We spent the
first part of our careers living in a cubicle and sort of started to get burned out with that idea. And one day, we'd been coming to the coast and coming to Manzanita for a while. And one day, sitting in our cubicles, I was talking with my wife and said, you know, let's move to the beach. We'll open a pet store. And it just, everything just kind of fell into place like it was meant to be. The building where we are was being built, and we were able to get in while there's still space available. Just the timing, everything was really good. Manzanita just really spoke to us when we came there.
And so you've been in business for how long?
We've been in business for 5 years.
Wow.
A lot of you remember the storms of December 2007. Our electrical inspection for our store was that day.
Oh my gosh! Holy cow.
We had a two week vacation, which actually was very good because we hadn't realized how hard we were working trying to get the store ready, and so we kind of had a 2 week vacation before we opened. But yeah, that's when we opened.
Well, I know your store is just a really fun place with a great atmosphere. So now I want to ask a question about leashes. So people coming to this, should they have their dog on a leash or not? Or how does that work?
Well, always kind of the owner is the best judge. Manzanita Beach itself is an off-leash beach with the caveat that dogs need to be under voice control. As we were talking during the Chuck It Toss, our dog Shanti, I'm sad to say, is a ball thief. There's wanted posters of her up on the beach for stealing balls. So if your dog is anything like her, we do ask that during that the Chuck It Toss that they be on leash. But if they're well behaved when they're on the beach, you know, they can be off leash. In town, obviously, there's a leash law. But again, people are the best judge of their dogs.
And so you have to have lots of, is it tennis balls? Are those the balls of choice? Or what kind of balls are the preferred balls in this kind of a competition?
Well, it's kind of one of those things where you want to throw it just far enough because the ball has to go 50 feet.
Oh.
But if you throw it 300 feet, we're not going to give you any time off. So you kind of want that technique to go about 50 feet. So.
So do you give training in people on how to use the Chuck It Toss? Because even with the Chuck It Toss, I'll tell you, I'm a pretty lame ball thrower.
We do, and it's kind of funny. A couple of people in the community say, you know, I've been training. I'm getting that toss down just to 50 feet, so it's...
Well, when I've used the Chuck It Toss, my dog has actually stopped and looked at me like, what was that you just did? You couldn't have been trying to throw that ball. Well, it just sounds like tons of fun. So now, prizes. I'm looking at prizes here. What kind of a prize could, if I were to bring my dog to this, what kind of prizes might my dog win if he was... well, top of his game.
We do it kind of two-tiered. We don't want the contest to be too competitive. So if your dog wins in the Chuck It Toss, for instance, you get a medallion, kind of like an Olympic medal.
Wow.
But everybody gets an opportunity. We give enter people automatically into a prize raffle if you participate in the contest. And so even if yours was the dog who decided to do its business in the middle of the event, you're still eligible to win a prize. And so we're going to have a lot of little gifts to give out to people.
So you could say that was kind of a form of artistic expression, maybe.
It could have been.
Manzanita's an arts community. Yeah. And, you know, we'll make it work. So now the silent auction, what is that about?
We do get a lot of donations. Again, a lot of support within our community, but a lot of the vendors that we order from normally, it's tremendous how much support we have. Every year I try to limit it to like 50 items, and I never can get there. I'm at about 65 this year. But just a lot of different things for you to bid on, from doggy products, cat products, but we have things like a two-night stay at Spindrift Inn.
Wow.
We have a free press release from Rocky Inner Title.
Great.
So sorts of things like that. So all sorts of different things, all sorts of budgets, anywhere from $5 items to $500 items for you to bid on. And again, all that money is going to go to charity.
That's really terrific. Now, there's something here on this list, and if you would like to see the same list I'm looking at, you can go to, what's the website for this?
Matsunita.com.
Matsunita.com, and there is a flyer there that you can download that will give you pretty much an overview of what I'm talking about here. But there's something called the Poker Walk. What is that about?
Well, that was one thing we wanted to try to get the business community more involved. I mean, there was a lot of support, a lot of enthusiasm about the idea, but we were trying to figure out, well, how do we get the people who come to our event out into the community? And so the Poker Walk, we have about 14 or so businesses participating. Each will have a deck of cards. And if you go and visit that business with your Matsunita card that you get when you register, they'll give you a playing card. And so you build up a poker hand, and we're going to have drawings at 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, and 3 o'clock for the best hands, and they'll get a prize. We'll probably have some prizes for the worst hands as well. And then each merchant has a prize there as well. And if you get a matching ticket when you go to that merchant, then you can win that prize.
So now what happens if it's a really hot day? Have you ever had a day when it was just too hot in Manzanita? I know it's right on the beach, or do things usually cool down?
Fortunately, no. Last year was the scariest, because the day before it was about 90 degrees. Fortunately or unfortunately, the fog rolls in usually after a day like that. And so the next day was actually quite cool. We do have a number of canopies. We'll have watering stations throughout where the contests are and where people will be milling about, and so areas where you can get into the shade. But even this last week, when it's been so hot, even 100 feet inland, right on the beach and right where we are, we're still getting that nice cool breeze.
So now, where will the vendors be set up? All along Lanita Avenue, or how's that going to be?
They will actually be in our courtyard and in our parking lot behind our store.
Oh, great. Okay.
And so it's a big open area, lots of seating, and people can just kind of walk back and forth and visit everybody and just sit down and watch the dogs walk by.
Now, I'm looking here at one of the things listed on this itinerary here is Pet Spa by Spa Manzanita. So what kind of things can a pet expect if my pet had a day at the spa or a spa treatment? What kind of things do dogs get?
Well, Janice, who owns Spa Manzanita, she's a licensed animal massage therapist.
And
so she's
nice.
Going to be giving doggy massages for those who need just that little extra bit of relaxation or maybe overdid it at the Chuck It Toss. And you can just see the dogs just kind of... Dogs don't, well, they purr, but they don't purr like kittens, but you can almost see them purring when they're getting that massage. They're just very happy.
Oh, how nice. That sounds just lovely. So this is an event that you are going to be doing. I mean, this is an annual event, so we can expect the Matsunita Festival to be happening for years to come.
Yes, yeah. Pretty much we're going to try to shoot for the third Saturday in August every year. That's kind of our goal, depending on how the calendar works out.
So how far ahead of time do you start preparing for this? It sounds like a huge undertaking.
This year, I'll probably start preparing August 19th.
Wow, yeah. Well, you know, one of the things, because we do events here all the time, and you know, oftentimes they turn out so that the people who are attending really have fun. But behind the scenes, we're scrambling, and sometimes we'll say, oh my God, we're never going to do this again. And then it comes around again, and we do because the result is so good. So you must have just... really worked hard to put this on, and there must have been some taxing moments. So what drives you to want to do this festival? What's in it for you?
Well, a number of things. One, giving back to charity. Again, there's a lot of need in our community, especially for pets, but for people as well. And my wife and I, Barbara, are very blessed to live in such a beautiful area, to own a pet store. I tell people I pet puppies for a living. And we really want to give back to the community. The community has been very welcoming to us, very supportive of our business. And so we want to do something that gives back.
Is there ever a traffic problem? Is there enough places to park? I've been in Manzanita and had trouble parking sometimes. Where do people park?
There's quite a bit of parking, mostly off-street parking for people. But Manzanita is really a walkable town. If you're staying there, you can pretty much get downtown and walk, and it's good for you to walk. But it is pretty easy. There's a lot of off-street parking, and so it's not too bad.
Well, I want to talk a little bit about what it costs to register. And so if somebody shows up with their dog, what do they need to plunk down to be part of the event?
Well, you kind of have two choices. You can get your Matsunita card for $20.
Oh, okay.
And that gets you into any and all the events. So the pet parade, the Chuck It Toss, the Simon Says contest, the fashion and talent show, the poker walk, any of them for $20. Or if you just want to be in the pet parade, it's $5 for one dog or $10 for two or more. And so that's just to get you in the pet parade, which, again, is a lot of fun. We have drummers and themed costumes and our pet parade leader and people with just kind of dancing down the street.
Wow. So there are dogs in costume then. So
there are dogs in costume.
So what kind of costumes do you see on dogs?
Boy, you name it. Anywhere from sort of the lifeguard look with the doggles and the swim vest on to lobster costumes to just people get really creative with some of the things they're doing. And several of the doggy clubs are going to be there, where there's going to be a whole contingent of Bernese Mountain Dogs, Labradoodles, so just a whole lot of fun things for people to watch, even if they don't want to participate.
It just sounds like it's going to be really adorable. Well, we're sort of getting to the point where we need to wind up the show. If people have any questions, is there contact information that you can give for people to call or go online? Just give the website again.
Well, they can go to matsunita.com, or if they'd like, they can call our store. The number is 503-368-3436. But they can go online to matsunita.com. They can get the schedule. They can download the registration form. So they can get pretty much all the information they need there if they like. But we can also answer the phones as well.
Okay. So I just want to do a little bit of a recap of what we've been talking about today. I'm Joanne Rideout, sitting in for Donna Quinn on Talk of Our Towns. My guest today has been Dan Nichols. He's the organizer of the Matsunita Festival that's happening this Saturday, August 18th, in Manzanita, Oregon. He's the owner, he and his wife are the owners of Four Paws on the Beach. And this is a big animal-related, dog-related festival happening 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. this Saturday, August 18th, in Manzanita. Thank you so much, Dan, for being here.
Well, thank you for having me. I really appreciate it.
And thanks for tuning in to Talk of Our Towns.